This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Tyler Kennedy back with us. All right, TK, your thoughts on what you heard Dubas say about Sidney Crosby's role in this whole Mike Sullivan decision?
I think Kyle Dubas said the right thing. I think he did the right thing. Obviously, he talked to Sid out of respect, telling him what they're going to do. You know, I think if that conversation went sideways and Sid was like, whoa, no, hang on, you know, I think it would have been longer than a five-minute conversation. But
Tyler. That makes me think that the conversation might have been, hey, Sid, Sully's got big-time money on the table from the Rangers and Bruins. He's not going to be here as the coach next year. And not we're firing Mike Sullivan. My take. Sorry. Go ahead.
No, I don't think this is the first time. You know, whenever you think of whenever they finish, this is how it goes. Usually the guys with less rank, which means like the third, fourth line guys, the guys, you know, that aren't on your core, they have meetings for about a week or about, you know, 3 days after. And then the big dogs come in like Sid, Gino, and he probably touched on it there, right? And I think what happened was when you give a guy like Mike Sullivan a 2 or 3 week break back in Boston and his agent's calling up saying, hey, we got all these offers, so if you don't want to be part of the rebuild in Pittsburgh, you can be walking to these. I think it puts a little bit of, you know, some different decisions in Mike Sullivan's head. But on Sid's part, like, guys, Sid has a say. And again, like I said, if Sid would have said, no, we're not going to let him go, and I don't think Sid would ever go against a GM out of respect to the GM and letting the GM do his job. But I think if Sid would have been like, no, it might have been a different conversation and maybe a longer conversation. But again, Sid can't be the GM and score 30 goals a year and do all this and be the community guy. Sid can only handle so much on his plate. And I do respect Kyle Dubas for giving him a call and giving a heads up on what's going on. Like, when I think of the whole Penguin organization, the smartest guy in the organization is Sidney Crosby. But Sidney Crosby also knows when to step and when not to step over that line. And this is a time that I don't think he needs to step over that line and put his 2 cents in, because they haven't won the last 3 years. And he does know there needs to be a change. And it probably starts with the coach.
How desirable of a job do you think this is, TK?
It's probably not for a veteran coach. It's probably for a guy that's trying to prove himself, or a guy that's a guy that has ties to Pittsburgh, ties to the Penguins. I think this is more of a project for them, because, again, when I think about next year, the Penguins aren't going to be a totally different team. Kyle Dubas has a multi-year plan on how to get them back and be a contender in the playoffs. And I don't think it's going to be all, you know, sunshine and rainbows coming up here. I think it's going to be still 1 or 2 years of not making the playoffs before we have a contender.
So, Tyler, just to make sure I hear you right, you don't think that the Sullivan-Sid relationship was so close or so perfect that by Sullivan walking, it like changes Sidney Crosby's perspective on how he feels about the Penguins?
No, I think Sid loved Mike Sullivan, but this is part of, you know, being a player, being a coach. There's got to be that line of separation where you have to let your GM be your GM. You got to let your coach do the coaching and Sid do the playing. Yes, I think he has a lot of impact. His words mean a ton. They have a lot of weight to them. But like Kyle Dubas said, when you walk into a dressing room, this is one of the things that I liked about Kyle. You can go to players, and I bet you half the team liked Sully, half the team didn't, and you can't take into respect everyone on that team because everyone has different values or different likes of Mike Sullivan. He has to do what's right for his team. And again, Sid obviously has the most weight pretty much through everyone, but again, Sid's not going to stop a firing or a let go because of his relationship with him. Again, I think Sid knows something has to change. Guys, we haven't made the playoffs in 3 years. Like, the Penguins organization is losing money when they don't make the playoffs. Things need to change. I think there's probably pressure from the Fenway group to be like, hey, guys, we need to start making moves here because we didn't like what we saw this year.
Wait a minute. If there's pressure, like, do they not realize that they're going through a rebuild? Like, I got bad news for them if they think this is as bad as it gets. Like, they might have one more year that's even worse.
Or more.
And it might be good for them to have a horrible year because then they could get another Lemieux, Crosby-level player.
Yes, but I also don't think they want to strip it down to the studs and try to rebuild it that way. Like, we watch Chicago Blackhawks. Like, Chicago Black, you want a team that teared it down and is trying to rebuild. Like, Chicago's not 5 years away. They're like 8 or 9 years away, in my opinion, of getting better. But yes, I do think there's pressure to get as good as possible to get into the playoffs as fast as possible, because just like everything else, it's a business and they need to make money in that business. And how you make money in the NHL by owning a team is making the playoffs. With the NHL rights, the NHL TV deals, they don't make that much. They really don't make any money without making the playoffs and going on a run. Once they make playoffs, then it's a different story. But if you don't make playoffs, as an owner, you're losing money. And that's not how you run a business, and that's why change needs to come, and it starts obviously with the head coach.
Tyler Kennedy, Penguin Stanley Cup champ, hopping on today with the breaking news that Mike Sullivan is no longer Penguins coach after 10 years. Thanks, TK. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks, boys.